This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The compound of Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi in Tripoli came under fire from his supporters on Wednesday, one day after it had been stormed by the rebels. Foreign journalists prevented from leaving the Rixos Hotel have now been able to depart. Meanwhile, the rebels have offered a reward of 1.7 million euros for the capture of Gaddafi. France, along with Britain, spearheaded the campaign to support the rebels, and some now view the intervention as a victory for French foreign policy. Helena Beardsley reports from Paris.
Muammar Gaddafi refuse de se rendre. Dans ce message audio diffusé par la télévision libyenne,
France has been following the news from Libya around the clock. France pushed hard for the UN Security Council resolution authorizing the air campaign against Gaddafi's forces, and the French Air Force was the first to attack his tanks. France was also the first country to officially recognize the rebel-led National Transitional Council. Critics say Sarkozy supported Libya's rebels to make up for French misreading of the Tunisian revolution. But even so, says Harold Hyman, a foreign policy commentator for the French cable news network BFM, events in Libya are a triumph for the French president.
It's a victory for the foreign policy of Nicolas Sarkozy, which was a very adventurous one. He led the charge, quite ahead of the British and the Americans. And if you look at it that way, this is a victory for his audacity at the time.
Sarkozy met with the head of the rebel National Transitional Council in Paris on Wednesday. Meanwhile, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé has invited Western officials and Libyan opposition leaders to Paris next week to discuss the transition and reconstruction of the country. The hardest part is yet to come, says Karim Pakzad, a Middle East specialist at the Institute of International and Strategic Relations in Paris.
We are in unknown territory, and no one knows what to expect. Libya will need the West's support because they'll be trying to create a future for a country where there are no political institutions or even a constitution. Gaddafi ran everything.
France and Britain have provided the main muscle behind the six-month NATO-led air campaign against Gaddafi. French pilots in Rafale and Mirage jets have flown about a third of the NATO missions over Libya, taking off from bases like this one in Corsica. But as the campaign wore on, the European coalition began to fray and public opinion began to turn against it. The escalating costs of the Libyan intervention created serious political problems for British Prime Minister David Cameron, as well as for Sarkozy, who is preparing for a presidential election in 8 months. There were also questions about whether NATO exceeded the legal limits of its UN mandate to protect civilians in Libya, but NATO head Anders Fogh Rasmussen defended the alliance.
Our goal throughout this conflict has been to protect the people of Libya, and that is what we are doing. The sooner Gaddafi realizes that he cannot win the battle against his own people, the better.
Addressing the press outside 10 Downing Street this week, David Cameron talked about Britain's honourable contribution to the NATO mission.
This has not been our revolution, but we can be proud that we have played our part. Today, the Arab Spring is a step further away from oppression and dictatorship, and the Libyan people are closer to their dream of a better future, free from the terror of Gaddafi.
Both Britain and France sent military advisers to assist and train the anti-Gaddafi forces, and Paris acknowledged it had even supplied them with arms. Both governments are hoping to get some of the credit for that strategy as the formerly ragtag rebel army marches to victory in Tripoli. Eleanor Beardsley, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.